The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. in the morning to you, Central Time, which is where we're coming from here at Broadcast Central. I was going to actually play the Pink Floyd song. Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody out there? Yep. Sorry. We dropped our shortwave last Friday. So if you're on there and you're listening to somebody else and all of a sudden you went, wait a minute, Krieger said that they were leaving shortwave. Oh, darn. Well, looks like we're going to have to, you know, dial in on the internet or some other way to, you know, your local radio station probably would be a good place to start. Because, see, you can listen to your AM radio or your FM radio, and the government won't know what you're listening to as well. But if you're in your car and your car has smart stuff in it, that might be a possibility. But just your home little transistor radio would be hard to figure out unless they were sitting right outside your house with one of those parabolic antennas that could listen to your broadcast. I just don't see any other way. But if you call your local station and you ask to speak with the program director, oh, I know it takes a phone call. Oh, you got to have a news talk station somewhere you can pick up the Power Hour, right? So if you call them up and you ask for the program director and say, hey, have you ever heard of the Power Hour? Do you have a time slot that you could carry it in? All you have to do is just tell them to email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we will get together with them and make it happen. That's simple. More and more people could listen that way. You wouldn't have to worry about your shortwave. You could listen to it on AM radio or FM, whichever. All the current stations listening to us on the broadcast channels, good morning and welcome. At the Power Mall, which opens up in less than 1 hour, for those of you that like to call and talk to Jay, at 877-817-9829, which is a toll-free number, we've got 20% off of my books. That's right. We're continuing the sale. I told you we would. Probably at least through the end of the month, maybe longer. I don't know. We want to get the information out there, so we're making it convenient and affordable. That's the Clouded Titles book, which is the second book I wrote. It's 432 pages long. Goes into detail about the 2008 financial collapse, how many houses were affected by it, and all the gobbledygook that we found in the land records and what it means. The credit restoration primer, also for sale, that shows you how to clean up your credit using my little tricks of the trade that I've tested and tried based on some a notebook full of paperwork I bought from attorneys. And I looked at it and they go, well, this is kind of plain Jane. Then they said, well, use it. And if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back. I never called them again because I used it and it worked. And I went, oh, what have we got here? Solution, something that actually works to clean up your credit report. Yeah, if you're worried about the federal government pulling your credit report, did you know that they can do that without you knowing about it? So whatever it is you do, they can find out. You know, I could do the same thing. If you let me pull your credit report and look at it, I can tell how leveraged you are. The government can too. All right, go figure. Then, of course, we have the FDCPA book on sale as well. That's the book that I go into detail on debt collection, how to stop dunning phone calls and if they get to be that pesky and they break the law, how to exact retribution in the court system. And then, of course, we have the Quiet Title War Manual for those of you that have title issues with your property. And you want to find out exactly the best way to do that. We discuss it in detail. That was co-authored by myself and California attorney Al West. So it's definitely a good read. And they are on sale there while supplies last. At least for now. We got 10% off North American Urban Spice products, 10% off Silver Botanical products for all of those of you that are hooked on the all-natural roll-on and spray deodorants, plus the refill bottle. Got them all 10% off this week. 10% off Toppercent, 16-ounce, one-pound pump bottle, which is natural odorless pain relief cream, containing 11 natural biomedicines, including Arnica and Echinacea. And, of course, we also have our newsletters. They're free, both from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. You click on the newsletter tab on each one of those internet websites, sign up, subscribe, and it's free, and we give it to you. We have a forum as well. Click on the powerhour.com, go to the community tab, and share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. And, of course, those of you making donations, which we have some regular donors that want to keep us on the air, you can snail mail us a check at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can go to thepowerhour.com. If you have internet, click the Support Us tab. Or if you want to mutually benefit, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829, give her a donation, and buy from the Power Mall or both. Now, let's see. Brianna Ladapo going to be on with us at the top of next hour for one segment, talking about a situation she's involved in about healing trafficked and exploited children. She's an intuitive spiritual healer, movement therapist, and teacher. So we shall have that discussion. Spiritual memoir and guide back to the light. Available on Amazon, by the way. All right, now we move into today's top five news stories. We'll try to be succinct here at 7 minutes after the hour because many of you are downing your cup of coffee and rushing out the door. Hopefully you're listening to us on your smartphone. You can do that by dialing up thepowerhour.com and clicking listen now. And you can hear it on your phone on the way to work. The judge that declared California's ban of magazines holding over 10 rounds as a violation of the Second Amendment rights of firearms owners makes our top story. This is a ban by the state of California that U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez in San Diego said was unconstitutional, these high-capacity magazines. Why is it they only want you to have 10 rounds?
Wow. Well, I'm going to go deer hunting. I got a 10-round magazine. Is this a 30-30 or?
Yeah. You can get a 308 sniper rifle. Easily get 10-round magazines for that. But, you know, if you're a sniper in the military, you know exactly why you would use a smaller magazine. Because most of the time in sniper position, you are in what they call prone position. You're pronated. In other words, you're laying on your belly. You've got your bipod up. You're looking through your scope at the target, ready to squeeze the trigger as you take a breath. Yeah, see, sniping is, that's some interesting thing. And no, it's not the same thing as a snipe hunt. Remember that? They used to pull that garbage on you in high school. Now, this California law, of course, it is way out in left field. Judge Benitez, by the way, is a nominee of President George W. And this decision he wrote was 71 pages in length. And for those of you who want to read it, we have a PDF of it on our email blast. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. Okay. Now, you remember those two punk kids I told you about in Las Vegas? that ran over that retired California police chief? Well, Las Vegas Police Department investigated those two little punks, age 16 and 17. Oh, they're emboldened, weren't they? And one of them thinks, yeah, I'll be out in 30 days. Don't worry. It's like, buddy, really? This is before they were read their formal charges of murder, attempted murder, all this. See, they tried to do this to somebody else. This was the third car they stole that day on a crime spree. All of a sudden, now it's coming out. You see, they get emboldened. They go out and do ridiculous things because society lets them get away with it. You know, the sad state of affairs is, I'm sorry that, you know, anybody that would look at that phone and these two little punks, both of them African-American, it looks like, from the photos, you can be the judge. They got what you would consider, most would consider African-American names, because this is, today's kids are named with those kinds of names. What was that movie they were talking about? Oh, Mean Girls. That's right, where the principal, who was black, was blaming his, I guess, his sister because she named her kid Afrony instead of Anthony, and he didn't like that. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about here. It, you know, why do they bring stereotypes on themselves? That's what I want to know. Why would they do that? This is about as bad as Biden again, putting his foot in his mouth, sitting there at some sort of awards banquet with LL Cool J calling him boy. Really? On the microphone? Boy?
Yes, massa. You the president. Yeah, yes, massa.
Yeah, boy, you talk about racist. Oh, no, it's okay. Biden did it. Yeah, it's fine if Biden does it. If you do it, it's not. Yeah, yeah. And if you've watched The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy, I mean, look how many times he uses the N-word at the dinner table, especially with grandma saying, I ain't no easy win, you know, followed by the word. And if God, if you say it on the radio now, holy cow. You're a racist. Nope. These are people that are stereotyping themselves, whether poking fun or not. All right. This is probably not a movie that you want to indulge yourself in. I'm talking about The Nutty Professor. If you are overweight, that's another stereotype. We seem to have a problem because the CDC's pointing it out. Yeah. But here's these two punk kids. And you wonder why, if they weren't caught, obviously later, you know, if they were caught in the actual act, what would be the issue with the LVPD pulling guns on these two punks and doing a little Bonnie and Clyde on their car? Of course, you know what the outcome of that was. But hey. These kids were on a crime spree. They were emboldened. They were trying to run over not just the police chief, who they did get, but another bicyclist that they didn't manage to get. Not like they did with this guy. They killed him. The other guy, he just sustained injuries. Now, this guy, when they ran over that police chief, he went over, head over the front of their car in the middle of the car. They went out of their way, and the idiots videotaped them. Yo, 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 we're all that. Yeah, see, there's a problem here when you got society mutating the way it is. This is what we have to look forward to with the generations below our listener level. Because now they're all entitled. Now they're emboldened. The more they let these revolving doors go in the jails, and one of the punks said, oh, I'll be out in 30 days. Really? Had tattoos on, 17 years old, the driver. And his passenger was 16, who videotaped the whole thing. Oh, that's going to be used as evidence against him in trial, trust me. They didn't do anything wrong, not in their minds. Nope. No, they just took out a white guy. That doesn't matter to them. They don't have value of life. We're supposed to respect them, though, have value of life for them. We're supposed to hold them in the highest regard. We're supposed to hold all our fellow men in the highest regard. Doesn't matter what, remember? Red or yellow, black or white, they are precious in his sight, right? That's how it works. Now, there are certain elements of our society that don't agree with that because they're not working for the Almighty. They're working for the other side. Texas, meanwhile, is going to turn up the choke points on blue states. They're already panicking. I mean, we told you last week that Boston Logan Airport is now home to all these illegal immigrants. That's where they're housing them. The state of Texas, Governor Abbott.
Abbott!
Yeah. They're telling mayors of the sanctuary cities and other states to gear up. More migrant buses are on the way.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Ride.
Yeah. Abbott, what a joke. He's ordered additional buses to transport migrants being released into the streets of border communities, and now he's all of a sudden come out and oh-blah-dee, oh-blah-da, declared we have an invasion of the migrant cartels. Yeah, DB's got an opinion letter on that. Oh, you ought to read it, boy. Well, it's on our email blast. I read it this morning, and I just started laughing. It's one of those duh moments that the average Texan is looking at Governor Abbott and going, what a jerk. Why did he get reelected? Well, money and power. Yep. Oh, I'm going to put up a border wall. No, you're not. You would have done it already. What'd you put up? 4 miles of border as opposed to Trump? Come on. Who are you trying to kid? Oh, yeah, we got this floating little river contraption there, and kids are swimming under it. God. Wow. So here's the thing. Abbott says until President Biden upholds his constitutional duty to secure America's southern border, Texas will continue to deploy as many buses as needed to relieve the strain caused by the surge of illegal crossings. So here we have, what, 7.5 million migrants coming into the country already? Most of them fighting age young men. Dr. Naomi Wolf talked about that last week on her show on Friday. Were you listening? I hope so. Not a good thing. And you got to wonder what these housed migrants are going to be used for in the future, given their contract. We got all these work visas being issued by the government so that all these people can infiltrate our nation's economy and take jobs away from hardworking Americans because they'll work for less money. They'll work for minimum wage. Wow. What are they going to do? Tim Scott, you're the one that opened your mouth and said to the UAW striking workers the same thing you and that Reagan invoked on PATCO. You strike, you're fired. And boy, did that draw the ire of the UAW. They filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board against Senator Tim Scott. Senator Scott, I'm sorry, but maybe you should do your research a little more before you go on mic, on camera, and make statements like that. Because you just screwed with your voter base that might have had faith in you when you did that. Just to let you know. You know, you should really clear things with your press secretary and your chief of staff before you say stuff. Obviously, Biden doesn't. He just says stuff. And he sounds like the moron he is. Useful puppet. We all know that. Saltwater intrusion in the Mississippi River could impact drinking water, especially in the Big Easy. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has signed an emergency declaration over an intrusion of saltwater into the Mississippi River, which officials say could impact the water supply in the region. See, officials said that the weather forecasts are indicating river volume is going to fall to historic lows in the next several weeks. And as a result, salt water from the Gulf is intruding upstream into the state. Okay. Now, let's get to the deeper meaning behind that. What causes river volumes to fall? The lack of rain. What causes the lack of rain? screwing with the climate. Possibility, huh? Think about it. The UAW strike is now affecting plants in 20 states. Now imagine that. I mean, the writer's strike, they breached a tentative agreement in Hollywood. Oh, isn't that wonderful? You get to watch all those woke movies and stuff and woke TV shows now that they're all coming back and the writers are going to continue their tirade against the conservative. Yep. Yeah, Bill Maher, Drew Barrymore, Yeah, she's got all this going on. You know, crying on camera. Oh, I don't feel sorry for you people. Now they get the writer's strike. Oh, it's all over now. Don't worry. Hollywood's going to go back to normal again. I don't really believe Hollywood has ever been normal. Not now. I wonder how many pedophiles there are in Hollywood. Makes you wonder. Oh, Sophia Loren is undergoing emergency surgery, we just read, after a fall at her home. But here's the thing. Let's get back to this vehicle situation. So you got the UAW that wants a raise. They want a lot of benefits. The benefits are going to cost a lot more money collectively than what the CEO of Ford was allegedly making. And so what's going to happen when these vehicles roll off the assembly line is that all of those costs are going to be passed on to you know who. No, not the UAW. Anybody that wants to buy one of those big three automakers' cars, that's who's going to pay. Pretty soon you won't be able to afford a vehicle made in the USA. You're going to have to go look at the rice burner. Huh. Yep. You don't get to drive a Caddy? Oh, God, can you imagine what the cost of those are now versus what it's going to be once they settle this thing? Crazy, huh? 22 minutes after the hour, and we move on to world news this morning. Do we have another one of those, what do you call them? The push-button type of offensive moves that, it's called a catalyst. Well, a catalyst is something you throw in the mix to excite something or start a chemical reaction, right? So what Biden has done is deciding to supply Ukraine with long-range army tactical missile systems, giving Kyiv's capacity to target Russian military logistics at long-range distances a boost as the country prepares for a second winter at war. Really? And they're going to say it's just a small number of weapons, but can you imagine what happens when Russia accuses Washington of escalation? Putin is, he's got his line in the sand. He's thinking it. So it was the Politburo. Everybody that he works with and answers to, they're all talking about it. They look at Biden as a nincompoop. They have to. God, the rest of the world is looking at Biden as a nincompoop. And here we go. The guy with no brain. Scarecrow. I don't know what it is. What does he have to gain by starting World War III? Because the more they start interfering, boots on the ground, because we already know Germany apparently has soldiers on the ground in Ukraine fighting Russia. What happens when all this comes to light and Russia finally says, okay, you know what? Time to show these jokers a thing or two, and somebody pushes that button. Canadian Prime Minister, not to be outdone in D.C., Trudeau is pledging $650 million more dollars in military aid to Ukraine as well. So the warmongers are out there. I really believe that they think if Russia decides to levy a bunch of nukes on people, that it's going to reduce their population so they get a better handle on controlling who's left. They didn't die of radiation poisoning. I don't know what's going on in these people's brains, but Nobody wants it. The polls all say that Americans don't want it. They already realize what's going on here. But see, then while one half says one thing, the other half is going, well, if we don't fight them on their soil, we're going to fight them on ours. Oh, we got 7.5 million illegal immigrants over here. And they're all, I have this distinct feeling, getting ready for phase two. If you read the list of crimes, some of them have committed already. 2,300 of the illegals that have come across our border have criminal pasts. I mean, serious ones. And it's only a matter of time before one of them picks your place to pay a visit to. Just take one. And we'll hear about it because they'll call up and they'll tell us, yep, some guy just tried to kick in my front door and I did what Florida Sheriff Grady Judd said is blow him into the ozone. Yep, you watch. China's climate envoy he might as well flip John Kerry off. He says it's unrealistic to completely phase out of fossil fuels. So you see, China already knows. They're going to ignore what the world says, what the WHO and the climate czars and all the other people out there like Antonio Guterres, that they're UN alarmist in chief. Climate change is killing people in devastating communities. Really? Yeah, the only thing that the heat has done is it's killed multiples of high school kids practicing on the field and dropping dead of heat stroke. Not just a change in the weather. He says it's changing life on our planet. Yeah, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah. This guy has zero clue. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he understands. This is just a narrative we're using to see how many stupid people we have out there that will believe us. Of course, the standoff now between gunmen and Kosovo authorities at a monastery near the border with Serbia ended last night. Authorities in Pristina said following a police operation to regain control of the area. Wow, can you imagine that? Gunmen and Kosovo authorities at a monastery. I can see all those monks out there with, yeah, a monk with heavy artillery. Boy, that would be fascinating, wouldn't it? Probably not a monk. France is going to withdraw from Niger. French troops are exiting the West African nation in the months to come, according to President Macron. 1,500 soldiers, that's it. France has also decided to withdraw its ambassador. Ah, what are things getting a little too dicey over there? Must be. They don't want to put 1,500 Americans at risk. Zelensky and Trudeau. Oh, are you ready for this one? If you hadn't heard about it. They gave a soldier who reportedly fought for Nazi Germany a standing ovation at their little ceremony in Parliament on Friday. And, of course, House Speaker Anthony Rota, who praised Yaroslav Hunka, 98 years old, as a Ukrainian hero, all of a sudden had to backpedal and apologize for making the statement, not realizing he was a World War II SS Nazi. Oh, my goodness. We'll have some discussion on Rix's ideal alliance to ditch the dollar after we come back from the break here in the Power Hour.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, here we are in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you on this Monday morning. And before we went to break, we were talking about BRICS, an ideal alliance to ditch the dollar, according to the Venezuelan Foreign Minister, Ivan Gil Pinto. Yeah, it's amazing how that works. This is a pro-multipolarity group is soon going to include most of the world's major oil producers and consumers, according to what he says. He foresees the BRICS expansion is going to unite major energy producers and consumers, offering a pathway toward reducing dependence on the U.S. dollar and global trade. Well, la-di-da, Mr. Gil Pinto. The issue I have here is that, you see, most Americans understand what you're doing. At least we do. Anybody that goes to the grocery store or the gas station can now see that their dollar definitely does not go as far as it used to, but not to the degree of hyperinflation post-World War II in Weimar Germany, where it took a whole wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks to buy a loaf of bread, as the saying went. We're not there yet. This, if you want a solution, should give you some indication about the feasibility of growing your own food and canning and doing all those things as part of a program for homesteading. And of course, it may involve drilling a well. To those of you dependent on county or city water, understand also that if the power were to go out, who's going to pump water out of the well? Do you have a shallow well that's deep enough that you could actually get one of those pumps from places like Lehman's and put the, remember the old hand pump you used to go? I remember those things as a kid. You used to be able to go to the park and there was a big pump there and big spigot on the bottom, big nozzle. And, you know, it was red in color and there was a little silver tube that connected to the handle. And when you pump this thing, it would suck water up out of the shallow well and you would drink it. And back then the water was clean. Looking into stuff like that probably is a prudent idea, because without water, you can't last 72 hours. That's the way it is. Body starts breaking down, turning on itself. And the dollar, as far as BRICS is concerned, is it doesn't matter whether BRICS currency or they try to devalue the dollar. As long as America puts its full faith and credit in the dollar, even if it's fiat, the country will continue to exist. Maybe not in the same power, priority, and status that it did ages ago. But you see, the more people realize that the Federal Reserve note is what it is, fractionalized banking, hoarding money in the mattress is not going to make sense. It's going to be gold and silver. It's going to be things of value. We talked about it last week. I really want to get Fred Dyshevsky back on because I just don't think a half hour with him was long enough, because he was just, we were just getting to the point where we were going to talk about solutions, which I know where he was going with it. And that's why I kind of like hearing it from our guests, because, see, they've been doing the research. They've got economic backgrounds. They know probably a little more about the economy and how to manipulate it in your own favor as time passes. We've had guests on that basically have said, look, if you just move away from government dependence and go out on your own by whatever means it takes. That's why I'm writing Doom to Repeat. Many of you have been emailing asking, when's that coming out? I am putting the book out on my Substack page, and I'm going to put it out at the rate of one chapter per week. A week. One chapter a week. That means you're going to be able to access the Substack page and read the book. Oh, it gets better than that. I'm going to be putting other stuff online that is going to be useful to you in the form of subscription type posts that you'll be able to use as a solution base. These are things that you need to be paying attention to. That's why I have the Substack page, DaveKrieger.substack.com. So I wouldn't worry too much about BRICS right at the moment. Everybody's always worried about what's going on in their own neck of the woods. That's allowed. And of course, we're all sitting there looking at DC, shaking our head. Is these bunch of people, I don't know. You know, we elected them and like we're now paying for the bad choices we made. There is a defense bill, of course, that has failed a procedural vote in House for the second time, Republicans failing to bring $826 billion defense bill to the floor, raising criticism from Democrats and fear of government shutdown. Oh, it's all about that. How are we going to run the government? And then they lie. They lie and tell you who's going to get the Social Security checks out. And they get everybody panicked. No, don't panic. Your Social Security checks will keep being deposited whether the government shuts down or not. We're talking about government functions here. Now, let me ask you another logical question. You know, they failed to come to an agreement on defense spending. So what did the lawmakers do? They went home. It's called recess. Apparently the playground's no fun to play in anymore. And they decided, we need a break. We're privileged. Let's go home. We'll come back to this later. Kick the can down the road. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Do we really care if the U.S. government shuts down? Would they be doing us a big favor? I mean, what happens if they shut down? It means they haven't passed the budget. There's no defense spending bill. They're all sitting there. You know, McCarthy is backtracked on stripping Ukraine aid from the Pentagon funding bill. He says another measure also includes money for Ukraine, making it too difficult to remove. Everybody's trying to throw in their all pork. Yep, throw in their pork, get it passed. So McCarthy is kowtowing to the Democrats now. Well, you give us what we want, we'll give you what you want. Is that how it works? That's why I really could care less if they shut down. I really could care less. It's not going to affect us. Not going to affect your Social Security checks. So why do you care? This two-party system, it's now uniparty and it's broken. We already know that. The GOP, of course, again, was forced to intervene as the Democrats are demanding Trump be excluded in the 2024 vote. Everybody's trying to get him off the ballot because he's ineligible. That's what they say. They have on their own charged and convicted him of insurrection, and they then claim the 14th Amendment prevents him from being a candidate. See, this is the tit for tat. Of course, as a result of that, the Senate has confirmed Joint Chiefs Chair General C.Q. Brown, set to succeed General Thoroughly Modern Milley as chair of the senior military body. Small victory for the Dems as Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville continues his holds on other military promotions over the Pentagon's abortion policy. Well, we let one of them through. Okay, Tommy Tuberville, we see what you're doing. Our country is dysfunctional, and we're sitting here arguing about abortions in the military. Wow. A Florida nurse figured out a scheme to defraud Medicare for unnecessary procedures, many of which were never done, and billed Medicare for over $200 million and got busted. All kinds of things here. I just had something float across my desk here a minute ago. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody has filed an emergency rule to outlaw what many people understand as gas station heroin. And you're all going, what? You mean I could buy heroin at the gas station? It's called tianeptine. Tianeptine. It's now on the Schedule One list of controlled substances in Florida, commonly sold as a dietary supplement under the names Pegasus, Tiana, or Zaza Red, which can mimic the effects of opioids. And it's available at gas stations, convenience stores, whatnot, online. Tianeptine is not approved by the FDA. 5 people have died of it across the country so far. But it's what it's known as, gas station heroin, highly addictive and even deadly. And, of course, tianeptine is causing an increase in calls to Florida's Poison Control Center. So Ashley Moody decided she was going to join other states like Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee to ban tianeptine from sales in the gas stations, just so you know. Former Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Cheeseborough has moved to quash charges against him, arguing they were based on emails covered by attorney-client privilege. That would constitute illegal evidence. Oh, Like I said, I quoted Jerry Spence, the famous cowboy lawyer from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, who said in his book, From Freedom to Slavery, that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. And of course, if you had not heard about Senator Bob Menendez, I want to bring up a little story moving down to the surveillance state. Here's this Democratic senator from New Jersey who has now drawn the ire of many members of the House and Senate. He and his wife were indicted for bribery. Yeah. And we're talking about money that was given to them in the form of gold, cars, jewelry, all that. $550,000 worth of gold. But see, that's not the point of it. We already know that Congress is corrupt. And I understand, and after we get done with this conversation, the point will be made in your favor. And you're going, Dave, what point is that? The point why you don't want to be on the internet. The point why you don't want to be connected. Well, see, here's Bob Menendez that just got indicted along with his wife on bribery charges by grand jury. And how did the prosecutors get the evidence? Well, one of the ways they got it was Senator Bob Menendez, after he got back from a trip to Egypt in October of 2021, decided to go online and type in the search engine, how much is 1 kilo of gold worth? I hope you just heard what I just said. He went in as a senator and typed in that question. And now it got used against him because it tied him to the bribery scheme. They read his search. They targeted him, went in. Oh, let's not forget the email his wife sent to one of those contacts in Egypt. They were bribing. Don't worry. I'm paraphrasing here. If there's anything you need, just let us know. We'll make it happen. And they got the email. Prosecutors did. Now, did I just validate why a lot of you don't want to be connected to the internet? Because you don't want the government knowing about your internet searches and reading your emails. Well, you see, if you're reading Google and using Google and Google Chrome, you're setting yourself up. They have a deal with the government. They're going to give them everything they want. How do you think it got so easy to indict Menendez? But the point I'm trying to make here is we already know that the idiot is corrupt. We already know he's part of the bigger picture. He's Democrat and he's voting with the Democrats on everything, trying to screw with our freedom and our constitutional republic. And do you feel sorry for the fact that he and his wife could be doing jail time? No, nobody feels sorry. Even AOC is like, you should resign. Yeah, the twit. No, you see, she speaks up at the most opportune moments where people will look upon her with favor. Yeah. Okay, AOC, you just keep living in your own little world. Yeah. Oh, you have screwed so many people, AOC, and screwed your area's economy with all the moves you've made. I am surprised they keep reelecting you. Wonder who's doing it. Or is there some ballot stuffing going on we don't know about? But what is it? You're always welcome to call the show on our toll-free line, 844-769-2944. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, by the way, has banned absentee ballot boxes in the state, so they won't be able to use them no matter what happens with COVID. Justice Rebecca Bradley and the court's conservative majority, including swing Justice Brian Hagedorn, ruled on the issue in 2022. Believe it or not. Oh, yeah, by the way, on Bob Menendez, Democrat New Jersey Congressman Rep. Andy Kim said, now I feel compelled to run against Senator Menendez in the upcoming election after the senator's faced calls to resign over bribery charges. Oh, you feel compelled, do you? Yeah, absolute power corrupts absolutely. The states are going to be granted the authority to enforce U.S. border law under a President Ron DeSantis, he vowed in an interview over the weekend. When I'm president, we've already said we're going to unleash the states. They're going to be equal partners with enforcing immigration law, according to the Glenn Beck podcast. If somebody comes across the river illegally in Texas, Texas should be able to send them back. Why do we need to end up in this big process where people are going to court and all this other stuff? It's absurd. They should be able to do it, according to Ron. And, of course, Tucker Carlson now comes out, alleging in a recent interview that unnamed figures in D.C. obstructed his attempts to interview Russian President Vladimir Putin. Said he tried to interview him, but the U.S. government stopped me. This, according to an interview he did with Swiss publication Die Welt Woche, published Thursday last. He also explained he felt let down by the lack of support for his situation, says he received from U.S. news media. He didn't like their fact that they didn't want to support him. He says, I don't think there was anybody who said, wait a second, I may not like this guy, but he's got the right to interview anybody he wants. We have a right to hear what Putin says. Oh. Wow. You're not allowed to hear Putin's voice, really? Translated or otherwise? Oh. Yeah, just imagine that. Putin comes out and tells everybody what's really going on in America and levels with the people and saying, look, we don't want war. But see, your Congress right here, see all this stuff that Biden and your Congress are doing? See, they don't want Tucker interviewing Putin because Putin might tell the American people something they don't know, that they're not aware of. Well, some of us are, but. And of course, you know, we bounce back about Biden putting his foot in his mouth. This was at the, we were saying it was at some sort of event. Well, it was, it gets better. It was at the Congressional Black Caucus event where LL Cool J and MC Light were given Phoenix Awards, according to the New York Post. And Biden, of course, mispronounced LL Cool J's name and referred to him as boy. Yep. Biden, you got your honorary membership in the KKK. Yep. Hanging out with Robert Byrd just a little too much. How many times did you use the N word in private? Yeah. You got to wonder. Under Second Amendment news, got two things going on here. Californians are going to pay an 18% tax on firearms and ammo after the legislature passed a new excise tax on the sales price of all firearms, firearm precursor parts, and ammo, 11%. That's what they will pay in addition to the base tax of 7.25%. This will go into effect July 1 of next year. So, you know what you got to do. Yep. Got to wonder about it. Oregon Sheriff's Association says the FBI position makes it impossible to legally buy guns. This is because Measure 114 was voted by the Oregon people. The voters there voted in Measure 114. And of course, the Bureau has declared it cannot conduct background checks based on that measure, making it a crime for law enforcement officers to issue permits. It'll make it impossible to legally buy a gun because of that. This, according to the Oregon Sheriff's Association. Confusing as it may seem, the Oregon voters voted for it. Now, you get what you get. Remember me telling you that? And if you live in California, oh, let's talk economics here. Here's another reason why you should move out of the state. You could see your homeowner's insurance skyrocket. Why? Because California's insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara, took steps last week to allow property insurers to factor in climate risks, including wildfires, in their rate pricing if they increase underwriting in at-risk areas to wean consumers off state-funded coverage. Huh. Imagine how that works. Yeah, they're at a major crossroads on insurance after multiple years of wildfires and storms intensified by the threat of climate change. So what are they going to do? They're going to let State Farm, Liberty Mutual, rather than leave the state because things are getting too restrictive. Now they're going to give them the power to gouge people to make up for all the wildfires. So they'll stay put. They don't want them leaving the state. Would be bad for business. So guess who's going to pay that? You are. You live in California. And of course, we have an article about how the IRS is being weaponized against small businesses. You probably want to read that in more detail. We'll cover that on the balance of next hour. We're going to try to dial in and get a hold of Brianna Ladapo here about her new book she's got coming out here in the Power Hour after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.